B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Samach Aleph. We're going to start the next Mishnah, 14 lines from the top of the Omid. Says the Mishnah, Shechtoi, if somebody shechted, he slaughtered the Korban Pesach, Sheloi lo'oichlov. We'll soon see what that means, but as we've mentioned previously, he shechted the Korban Pesach, having in mind exclusively a group of people that cannot really eat a kazayis of the Korban Pesach each. V'sheloi limnuyov, or he shechted it for a group of people that had not been accounted for with this Korban Pesach. We know that there's a unique halacha with Korban Pesach, that when you shecht it, it has to be limnuyin, which means that you have to know beforehand exactly who belongs to the group of people who are going to eat this Korban Pesach. So if this Korban Pesach belonged to one group, and you shechted it with the intentions of it being eaten by a group that were not registered with this Korban Pesach, la'areilim, or if he shechted it for a group of people who were all hadn't had bris milah for reasons possibly because it was dangerous for them, their siblings had died from doing bris milah, they were exempt from milah, or v'letmeim, or people who were tomei, then which also the areilim and the tmeim, they're all not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, and shechting the Korban Pesach with the intentions of it being eaten by those who cannot or will not eat this Korban Pesach, then posel, the Korban Pesach is rendered as posel. Continues the Mishnah, what happens if you shecht it with the intentions of it being eaten by two groups of people? Lo'oichlov v'shaloi lo'oichlov. He had in mind also people who can eat the Korban Pesach, and also those that cannot. Limnuyov, v'shalei limnuyov. He had in mind also people who were registered with this Korban Pesach, but also those that were not. Limulin, v'la'areilim. He had in mind those that had done bris milah, as well as those that had not. Litmeim, v'latohirim. Or he had in mind also people who are tomei, also people who are tohir. In all these cases, kosher, the Korban Pesach is kosher, since you also had in mind those that were okay, registered, and able to eat the Korban Pesach. Continues the Mishnah. If somebody shechted the Korban Pesach before midday on Erev Pesach, posel, it's posel. Mishum shenemar, bein ho arbaim. The posuk says, regarding the Korban Pesach, it has to be brought, it has to be shechted, bein ho arbaim, which is what we call afternoon. It's got to be when the sun is already moved over to the Ma'ariv side, to the west, and that's only from midday. Shochatoi koidim letomid. We've learned previously at the beginning of this perek that even though it's already past midday, before shechting the Korban Pesach, the Korban Tomid has to be shechted. What happens if he shechted the Korban Pesach before the Korban Tomid? Kosher, nonetheless, it's kosher. Ubilvad shehei odom emaris bedomoi achiyizra katomid. That means the blood, if you're going to leave it around for too long, is going to become congealed and you'll no longer be able to sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. And you're supposed to sprinkle the blood of the Korban Pesach after the sprinkling of the blood of the Korban Tomid. And all that while, there should be somebody stirring the blood of the Korban Pesach that was shechted before the Korban Tomid in order that it should stay in a liquid state until the time that you can sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. V'im nizrach, if for whatever reason the blood was actually sprinkled on the Mizbeach before that of the Korban Tomid, kosher, even though it should not have been done, but the Korban Pesach is kosher. Provided it was shechted after Chatzos, after midday, the Korban Pesach is kosher. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbon, Keitzad Sheloi La'ichlov. The Mishnah discussed a case where somebody shechted the Korban Pesach Sheloi La'ichlov, with the intentions of it being eaten by those who cannot eat, which means they cannot eat at least a kazayis of the Korban Pesach each. Who are they? Lushum chayle or lushum zokin, either a sick person or a very old person, and those two groups of people, sick people and old people, they cannot eat a kazayis of the Korban Pesach. Keitzad sheloi limnuyov, what's the case of shechting the Korban Pesach with the intentions of it be eaten by those who are not registered on the Korban Pesach? Says the Gemara that nimnu alav chabura zu, that there was a specific group, Group A, were registered to, they owned the Korban Pesach, v'shachatu l'shem chabura acheres, but the person that shechted it was shechted with the intentions of being eaten by Group B. That's called sheloi limnuyov. Asks the Gemara, mino hanimili, what's the source to this halacha that we see in the Mishnah, that if one shechts the Korban Pesach sheloi lemnuyav, for people who are not registered with this Korban Pesach, that the Korban Pesach is posel. And this is going back on the first case in the Mishnah, where he shechted it only for people who are sheloi lemnuyav. Says the Gemara, the Tan Rabbanon we learnt in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, v'im yimat habayis meyois miseh. It means, typically, a family would have their own Korban Pesach. If there are not enough people in the family to finish off the amount of meat in the Korban Pesach, he should add on some of his neighbors who live close by. But michsas nefoshois, according to the number of people, ish lefi ochloi, the person, the people, lefi ochloi, according to the amount that they will eat, tochoisu alaseh, they will be counted onto this sheep, and they'll be used for the Korban Pesach. So from the word b'michsas, what does b'michsas mean? According to the number of people. Melamed she'ena pesach nishchat elo lemnuyov. So you see that the Korban Pesach has to be shechted with the intentions of feeding or being eaten by a pre-registered group of people, a pre-numbered group of people. Yochel shechtu shelo lemnuyov. I may have thought that if somebody shechts the Korban Pesach and without having people registered on the Korban Pesach, Yehei ka'over ala mitzvah, indeed he will have transgressed this mitzvah of tochoisu, b'michsas, of a kosher, but nonetheless, it will be kosher. It won't be ma'akav, it won't render the Korban Pesach as posel. Talmud Leimar, the posuk says twice the word b'michsas, once b'michsas nefoshos, and then it says ish lefi ochloi tochoisu. So it says twice, it mentions twice that the Korban Pesach has to be given to those who are numbered, and Hakosuf Shinolov La'akev, the Pasuk repeated it a second time in order to impress on us, not only is it a preferable way, not only is that the mitzvah of doing the Korban Pesach, but it's actually Ma'akev, if you don't do it, the Korban Pesach will be posel. So that's all very good. You know that the Korban Pesach has to be brought and offered for the sake of people who are registered on the for the Korban Pesach. But how do you know that this ikuv, that this issue is dependent on the time of the Shechita? So Rebbe adds to us, Rebbe Oimer, that Loshen Sirusihu, the word Tochoisu in some different language called Sirusi, in Loshen Sirusi, then the word Tochoisu actually means slaughter. That means the same word that's used to mean to be counted upon also means to shecht. And this impresses on us that at what point in time does the people have to be registered on the Korban Pesach? The point in time, which is the Shechita. Ka'odom sh'oimel l'chaveiroi, it's like if a person says to his friend in the language called Sorosi, koisli tle, which means slaughter for me a lamb, tle ze this lamb. So you see that the word kois means to shecht. So tochoisu means according to the number. Tochoisu means to shecht. So you see from here that but the point of Shechita is the point where people who are going to eat the Korban Pesach have already been registered and they own this Korban Pesach. So the Gemara now says, Ashkechon Sheloi Limnuyov. So you found me a source that Sheloi Limnuyov, if you shech the Korban Pesach, not for those who own, for that group of people who have been pre-designated for this Korban Pesach, that it's possible. Sheloi La'ichlov Minolon. What about all the others? What about the Areilim? And what about the Shalei La'ichlov, the typical Shalei La'ichlov, which is the sick people or the old people? How do you know that if you shecht for them, that you haven't been Yaitza, that the Korban is Pasul? Omar Kro, so the Pasuk says, Ish lefi ochloi tochoisu. Which people are numbered onto the Korban Pesach? Lefi ochloi, according to as much as they can eat. So you see that the ability to eat is compared to the word that requires us to enumerate, to count, to be monoi, to register people on the Korban Pesach, iskesh oichlin lemanuyin, the need to be able to eat and the need to be registered on the Korban Pesach are compared to each other. And in the same way as shaloi lemnuyov, it's ma'akav that it's posel, that as it says, b'michsas tachoisu, it says twice in the posuk that you have to have menuyin. So to the lefi ochlo, if somebody cannot eat, it's ma'akav if you have in mind exclusively a group of people who cannot eat a kazayis of Korban Pesach each. Continues the next Gemara. And this is an interesting sugya that's going to take us now till the end of today's Shia. And that's the concept of shochatoy lemulin. If somebody shechted the Korban Pesach, and it's going to be eaten for people who did Bris Milah, and those people are all menuyin, no issues. It was shechted with the intentions of being eaten by the right people, the right group. Almanos, however, he had the intentions, sheis kapruboy, that the kapora of this zrika, the atonement of that the zrika sadam, the sprinkling of the blood, is supposed to attain, that's going to be done for a group of arelim, exclusively for people who cannot eat this korban, because they are arelim, bezrika. That means at the time of the sprinkling of the blood, it should atone for this group of people called arelim. And Rashi stresses at this point that it doesn't matter if they're menuyin or not menuyim, that's not the discussion. This is not a discussion of limenuyov or sheloy limenuyov. This is a discussion if whether intending the Korban Pesach to atone at the time of the Zrikas Adam, the sprinkling of the blood, for a group of people that cannot eat the Korban Pesach, does it render the Korban Pesach as posel or not? And it's a machlekes amiroim, Rav Chisda Omar posel. Rav Chisda says it's posel, Rabbi Omar kosher. Rav Chisda Omar posel. Why does Rav Chisda say that the Korban Pesach is posel? He says, yesh machsheves areilim bizrika. We know that if you shecht the Korban Pesach with the intentions having in mind areilim, it's posel. We saw that now at the beginning of our Mishnah. But we didn't see whether machsheves areilim, thinking about people like areilim who cannot eat the Korban Pesach, thinking about them at the time of the Zrikas Adam, we didn't know it was possible. Says of Chizda, yesh machsheves areilim bezrika. And in the same way as shochtoy areilim is possible, so too shochtoy al menos yeskapruboy areilim bezrika is also possible. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says the Korban Pesach is kosher, ein machsheves areilim bezrika. Having an intention, having a thought about the areilim at the time of the zrika, or actually at the time of the shechita, but having in mind that at the zrika should atone for the areilim, it's ein machsheves areilim bezrika, we're not concerned about that type of thought, and the Korban Pesach remains kosher. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabba. Rabba is now going to explain, Mino Aminelo. What's the source, says Rabba, that Ein Machsheves Areilim Bezrika? The time of the Zrika is not a time where the Areilim, and as far as Korban Pesach is concerned, Areilim are in the group of people that are called Sheloi Le'oichlov, Machsheves Oichlin. It's a thought about whether. About a person who cannot eat the Korban Pesach, areilim. So Rabbi is going to explain to us what's this source that machsheves oichlin by zrika is not a machshava that makes the Korban posel. And Rabbi is going to bring us a brisa, which Rav Chisda is afterwards going to contend with as well. And it's a relatively long brisa, and we have to try and keep mind with the various stages of the brisa, because in the next daf, we're going to come back to this brisa. The Tanya we learnt in the brisa, Yochel Yifsel, and Rashi says this brisa is actually attributed or starts with the words V'chol Oril Lo Yochel Boy. The brisa is talking about an oral. We know that the pasuk says that somebody who hasn't done Bris Milah is called an oril. Lo Yochel Boy is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Yochel Yifsel Bnei Chabura Boyim Imoy. I may have thought, says the brisa, that if you shecht the Korban Pesach for an oril, and for other people who are not areilim, for mehulim, for the two together, I may have thought that it's also possible. Says the Gemara, v'dinhu, no, I'll give you a logical understanding, and I'll explain to you why it should be that if you shecht it only for areilim, it could be possible. But if you shecht it for areilim and for mehulim, it's going to be kosher. Why? Hoil v'or lo poiseles. We know that if you shecht the Korban Pesach exclusively for areilim, the Korban Pesach is posel, is sheloi le'oichlin. And we saw in the Gemara on Omid Aleph that shechting the Korban Pesach for people who cannot eat it is as bad as shechting it for those who are sheloi limnuyin, and is posel. V'tuma poiseles, we know that people who are tome also cannot eat the Korban Pesach. So we know that tuma also, if you shecht a Korban Pesach exclusively for tmeim, they're posel. So the Gemara, the Braisa says, we're going to compare the two. Ma Tumah, in the case of Tumah, we take for granted, and we don't yet know why we take it for granted. It's going to be a Gemara later on. But we take for granted, Lo Asa Ba Miktzas Tumah Kechol Tumah, that having just part of a group are Tumeim, and part are not Tumeim, which means you had in mind also Tumeim, also Tahirim, then it's clear that the Korban is kosher. So to af orla loy osoba miktas orla kechol orla, if you have in mind only part of the people you have in mind are areilim, but part of the people you have in mind are ksherim, are muhulim, then it's not going to be possible. Says the Braisa, that would be one way of looking at it. Or you can look at it from a different side, where I'll bring you a different logic that will actually say that if you shecht for areilim and muhulim, that it will be possible. Why? Hoyl v'orlo poiselis. If you shecht exclusively for areilim, the korban pesach is posel. Uzman poisel. If you shecht in order to eat the korban pesach chutz lizmanoi, or to eat the korban chutz lizmanoi, it's called pigul. We know that every korban, if you shecht a korban with the intentions of eating it after the time that's been allotted to this korban, the korban is called pigul. And if you eat the korban, even if you eat it within the allotted time, it's actually a chiyuv of korus. The korban is very seriously posel. So orlo poiseles, uzman poisel. If you shecht it in order to eat it, shalei bizmanui, it's poisel. Mazman, in the same way as regarding achila, shechting, chutz lizmanui, machsheves chutz lizmanui, also ba miktzazman kechol zman, if you only intended to eat one kazayis of this animal after the allotted time, kechol zman, it's as if the whole, you intended for the whole animal to be eaten after the allotted time, and the whole animal is pigul. Af orla, so to orla, also ba miktzaz orla, kechol orla, having partially areilim, it's as if the whole group are areilim, and even if you also had in mind muhulim, that the korban pesach is going to be posel. So that's the Braisa saying, that we know that areilim is posel, tumah is posel, and pigul is posel, chutz lizman is posel. The question is, are we comparing areilim to tumah, and regarding tumah, part of the group are tumeim, part are tahirim, it's the korban is kosher, the same will apply to areilim, or do we compare it to zman, and we say that zman, partial machsheves chutz mizmanoi, is as if the whole korban is machsheves chutz lizmanoi, so to orel, having in mind partially for the sake of areilim, even if the rest of the group are muhulim, the whole thing will be posel. That's the question in the Braisa, what do we compare orel to? To tuma and be mekel, or to zman and be machmir? Says the Braisa, Nera lemi doimer. The Braisa says that it seems more appropriate to compare orla to tuma than to zman, and then it will be the korban will be kosher if you shecht it for areilim and for muhulim. Why? Donin davar she'einu noeg b'kol hazvachim. This concept of orla is unique to korban pesach. All other korbanos, even though an oral is not allowed to eat, the other korbanos, but an oral can send any other korban on his behalf. However, korban pesach, since he cannot eat the korban pesach, he cannot even send it on his behalf. An oral cannot send a korban pesach to be shechted for himself. So the stringency of orla that you cannot even send it is unique to korban pesach. That doesn't apply to other korbanos. The same regarding tumah. A tumah person is never allowed to eat korban pesach or any korban. However, korban pesach is more stringent. A tumah person, like an oral, can send any other korban on his behalf. He won't be able to eat it, but the korban will be on his behalf and will atone for him. However, korban pesach, that the ikkah of the korban pesach is to eat it, since the tummy person can't eat it, he also can't send it on his behalf. It will not be considered as if he's shechted the korban pesach for himself. So it's probable to compare orla to tumah, because both of them have a unique halacha in Hilchas Pesach. Midavo she'ein enoeg b'kol hazvachim. Tumah is also, like orla, the stringency of not being able to send the korbanos is similar to orla and tumah. And don't learn from zman to orla, because the psul of zman That means eating a korban after the allotted time is something which is osa by all korbanis across the board. Korban Pesach like any other korban. And therefore we assume that we learn orla from tumah, not orla from zman. Now the Braisa says, oiklach l'derech zeh, but you could say the other way. You could say that there's a similarity between orla and zman that tumah doesn't have, and therefore we should compare, we should learn orla from zman, and even miktas, even part, should be as if the whole thing is tummy. The whole thing is orla, the whole thing is a problem. Donin dovor sheloi hutar michloloi. Orla is something where to eat a korban, an oral is never allowed to eat a korban. Any korban an oral can't eat. There's never an exception to that rule. Midovor sheloi hutar michloloi. And regarding eating a korban after the allotted time is also something that there's never an exception to the rule. There's never, one is never ever allowed to eat any korban after the allotted time. And therefore it makes sense to compare oral to zman. And in the same way, zman, even having in mind partial part of the animal, it's as if the whole animal is pigul. So too, if part of the group that you had in mind are arelim, even though part of the group are muhulim, it should be possible. And don't learn out from tumah, because tumah does have exceptions. We know that in certain instances, tumah is hutra michlola. There's tumah hutra b'tzibur. If most of the people in Klal Yisrael, most of the kohanim are tomei, one can bring a korban pesach b'tumah. And therefore, there's something similar between orla and zman and pigul, which you don't have by tumah. And that's the way that it's hermetically forbidden, and there's never any exceptions. Therefore, we should learn out from zman, not from tumah. So the Braisa has gone backwards and forwards, and we haven't got any concrete logic to learn what's the halacha if part of the group are arelim, part of the group are muhulim. Says the Gemara, Talmud loymar in the parasha of where it says kol ore lo yechal boy, the pasuk says the word zois. Talmud loymar zois. The pasuk says zois chukas haPesach, and zois seems to tell us something about the question that the Braisa is discussing, whether if part of the group are arelim and part of the group are muhulim, is the korban Pesach kosher or not? And the Braisa is very cryptic because it doesn't tell us what we're supposed to be learning from zois. But this is the end of the Braisa. We don't know anything yet. How is this Braisa telling us anything to do with the question that we asked initially, whether shechting a korban with the intentions of the zrika being done for the sake of arelim, that whether the korban pesach is kosher or posel? And it was a machlekes of Chizda and Rabba. Rabba is using this braisa's proof to his own opinion that the korban pesach is kosher, and we don't yet have any idea how. But the Gemara is now, Rabba is now going to continue. My zois, what did the braisa want to teach us with the word zois? The braisa was teaching us the basic case of a korban pesach that was shechted also for muhulim, also for arelim. Is it kosher or not? We tried to learn it out from tumah, that it would be kosher. We tried to learn it out from pigul, it would be posel, and we couldn't come to a conclusion until the Braisa said zois. What does zois teach us? The word zois seems to mean a whole, this whole thing. So could it be that the Braisa is coming to tell us that that a korban pesach is only posel when all the people that you had in mind for the korban pesach are arelim, de kula orlo posla, but miktsasa loy posla, which is exactly the question in the Braisa. Part of the group arelim, part of the group muhulim, what's the halacha? Zois. Zois will tell us that you need to be that everybody's arelim in order for it to be posel. Says the Gemara, says Rabba, hai mi v'chol oril nafka. The pasuk says, v'chol oril lo yechal boy. What's the word v'chol doing there? Just say, oril lo yechal boy. Anyone who hasn't had bris mila cannot eat the korban pesach. What's v'chol oril telling us? The whole oril. It must be teaching us that it's only possible when the whole group is arelim. So, for all intents and purposes, when the Braisa had a question, Yochel Yifsel Bnei Chabura Aboin Imoy, if you've got somebody who shechted the Korban Pesach with the intentions of being eaten by arelim and muhulim, what's the answer? The answer is it's kosher. Where do we learn it from? We learn it out from V'chol Oral. So we learn out from that posuk. And since this halacha that if you have part of the group are Eilim and part of the group are Mehulim, that it's kosher, you learn out from V'chol Oral, the question comes back, why does it say Talmud Loimar Zois? It should say Talmud Loimar V'chol Oral. El Olav says the Gemara Hochik Toni, this is what you have to read in the Braisa. Talmud Loimar V'chol Oral, that Kula Oral Apostle Miktsasa Loi Apostle. From the words V'chol Oral, you learn that the Korban Pesach is only Apostle if the whole group is not our Apsulim, our Arelim. If the whole group are Arelim, then and only then the Korban Pesach is possible. But then the Braisa means to continue. V'chi teima hu adin nizrika. What happens if you sprinkle the blood of the Korban Pesach with the intentions of that the people who should have the kapora with the zrika sadam are Arelim or partially Arelim, the kula orlom mi apostla? Are you going to suggest that not only regarding the shechita, but also regarding the zrika, if the whole group are Arelim, it's going to be posel? Talmud Loimav, that's what the pasuk says, Zois, that's what the Bryce is coming to impress on us, that Zois is talking about, in the parasha of the Korban Pesach, Zois, that this psul of kol oral, lo yoichal boy, that when you have a whole group or Arelim, it's posel, is only b'shechita. B'shechita hu dekula orlam mi apostla. Only regarding shechita, providing that it's the whole group were Arelim, it's posel. Aval zrika. But when it comes to zrika, no. Afilu kula orlo, even if the whole group is orlo, which means if you sprinkled the blood, having in mind a only Arelim, or if you shechted it with the intentions that the zrika should atone only for Arelim, nami loy pasla, then it's still kosher. Why is it still kosher? Well, we'll soon see in a minute. Why? It's because it says in the Pasuk Zois. But this is what Rabbi said before, that shachtu lemulim al menos yiskapru boi Arelim bezrika. Rabbi says it's kosher. Why? Because the psul of Arelim is exclusively by shechita, not by zrika. You learn that out by Zois. And asks the Gemara, v'chiteime mai kula dezrika. Why indeed should we have assumed that the word Zois is referring to shechita and excluding zrika? All it says in the pasuk is kol ora lo yechal boy, that when you have a whole group which are exclusively Arelim, the Korban Pesach is pasul. But and the Gemara is assuming that it's going on shechita, excluding zrika. Why would we assume that the zois is excluding zrika? Says the Gemara, de'ein machsheves oichlin bezrika, because we have this rule that regarding that zrika is only a topic of who's being atoned at the time of the zrika, but who's eating the korban, that's nothing to do with the zrika. Machsheves oichlin is to do with the shechita, and it's actually learnt out from the pasuk because the pasuk says ish lefi ochloi tochoisu. It compares oichlin with the shechita to tell us that the psul oichlin is only machsheves oichlin is only by shechita. And we saw this on Daf Samech Amud Beis at the bottom, De'in Machsheves Oichlin Bezrika, and Rashi brought there the Pasuk, Lufi Ochlei Tachoysu Dehainu Tishchoit. And Tosfos actually on Daf Samech Amud Aleph says that that whole Gemara of De'in Machsheves Oichlin Bezrika is only conforming with the Rabbah that we just learned here on Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis. So here we've come to the end of this sugya, that we had this long Braisa, a Braisa that was discussing shechting a Korban Pesach for also Arelim, also Mehulim, and the Braisa couldn't determine whether we compare it to Tumah, and then it will be kosher, or to Zman, to Pigul, where it will be Pasul. And the Gemara brought Zois. The Gemara explained that the real proof to the Braisa's discussion is actually from V'chol Oral, and words, and Zois, according to Rabbah, is teaching us, the Braisa says Zois. What the Braisa means is to teach us that it's only by Shechita where there's an issue of Arelim, but the Machsheves Arelim by Zrika is not an issue, and that's coming back to the Gemara right at the beginning of our Omud. Shachtu lemulim al menos yiskapru boi Arelim bezrika. Rabbi says it's kosher. He learnt it from this Braisa. Now we have to see what's with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, ad Rabbi le'idoch gisa. Rav Chisda is actually going to read the same Braisa that we just saw, but at the end, this issue with the Zois, the V'chol Oral and the Zois, Rav Chisda is going to learn that a bit differently, and he's actually going to learn from this Braisa that Zrika is even more Chomor, is actually going to learn from the Zois, Chumra. And that's going to be proof to what Rav Chisda said before that Almanos Yiskapra Bo Arelim Bezrika is possible. How does Rav Chisda learn the Braisa? Talmud Loima V'chol Oril Kula Oril Apostla Miktsasa Loi Apostla. So Rav Chisda also reads into the Braisa that the Pasuk from where we learn that if part of the group are Arelim and part of them are Mahulim, it's kosher, is from V'chol Oril. It's only possible when the whole group are Arelim. But Rav Chisda adds on Aval Zrika. But in the case of, if you have in mind, Arelim by Zrika, Afilu Miktsasa Nami Pasla, even if just part of the group that you had in mind should be atoned for by the Zrika, Arelim, the Korban Pesach is going to be Pasul. That means that Rav Chisda assumed that by Zrika is even more Chomor than Shchita. By Shchita it says V'chol Oral, but that's only by Shchita. By Zrika, even if just part of the group are Arelim, it's Pasul. V'chi teime hu adin Zrika. I may have thought, and this is all of Chizda reading into the Braisa, I may have thought that by Zrika you have the same leniency, so to speak, of Shchita, that it's only an issue if the whole group that were intended for by the Zrika were Arelim, but if just part of the group are Arelim, it's going to be kosher like Shchita. Talmud Leima Zois, that's what the Pasuk Zois is coming to tell us. Shchita, only regarding Shchita, hu de miktsasa leipasla. Only by Shchita you have kol oral, that if the whole group are Arelim, if the Shchita was done with the intentions of a whole group of Arelim, then it's possible. Aval Zrika, but in the case of Zrika, Afilu miktsasa pasla, even if just part of the group that were intended at the time were Arelim, it's possible. If you're going to ask what chumra is there by Zrika that the Zois should tell us that Shchita has a certain kula, but Zrika is even more chomor, where do we see that Zrika is a chomor? Without going into all the details here, this is a Gemara elsewhere, but pigul, we said before, what is pigul? If somebody shechts the korban with the intentions of eating the korban in the time beyond the allotted time for this korban. And that is true either if the shchita is done without intentions, or if the zrika, or the hailacha, or the kabbalah, if any one of the four avodos are done with the intentions of eating this korban beyond the allotted time, then the korban is called pigul. However, we learn out from psukim that this korban, it's in any case posel, but to be so posel that if you eat it, even within the allotted time, there's a chi of chorus, is on one condition, that by the time you get to the end of the four avoides, we said the four avoides are shchita, kabbalah sadam, hoylocha sadam, and zrika sadam, but it's a condition that by the time he gets to zrika sadam, the only issue, the only psul that's involved with this korban is only pigul. If any one of these four melachos, avoides, were done with machsheves pigul, and the other three were either done with no machshava, or were done with a machsheves kosher, with the intentions of eating it within the allotted time, or done with the machsheves pigul, which is, that means if more than one avoida was done with machsheves pigul, only in that case, then the korban is indeed pigul, and if somebody eats it, it'll be chayev koros. But if, for example, somebody did the shchita with the intentions of eating the korban after the allotted time, machsheves pigul, machsheves chutz lezmanri, but when he did the kabbalah sadam, then he had in mind to eat it in the wrong place, not in the wrong time, but outside the place where you're allowed to eat it. If it's kochi kochim, it's in Azorah. If it's kochim kalim, it's Yerushalayim. You had in mind to eat it outside where you're allowed to eat it. That's machsheves chutz limkoimoi. That's a different psul. And since there's also a different psul, then that was the machsheves chutz lizmanui by the shchita, and machsheves chutz limekoimui with one of the other avoidos, then because by the time he gets to zrika, there's more than the psul of pigul, then if somebody eats it, he will not get chorus. So you see that zrika is the determining point when this animal is pigul, punishable by chorus. That is a chumra by zrika, since we find lo mikva pigul elo bezrika, that the final determination of the final deciding point of pigul with chorus is zrika. Since it has that chumra, therefore the zois We learn out that only by Shechita we have a type of a leniency, that if part of the group are Arelim, part of the group are Mehulim, then it's kosher. But in the case of Zerika, even if just part of the group are Arelim, it's going to be posel. This takes us right back to Rav Chisda at the top of our Omud, Al Menos Shizkapru Boi Bailim Bezerika, Rav Chisda but Omar posel. He learnt it from this Braisa. Maske Flor Rav Ashi. Now Rav Ashi is going to discuss this the content of this Braisa. Now it's, and the Mefarshim, on the Farshim, the Rambam discussed this, but the Mefarshim have a bit of an issue. How did Rav Ashi actually, how did he understand the whole dialogue with Rav Chisda and Rabba with this Braisa? Because he seems to be undermining it completely, and in a couple of lines he's going to tell us his own interpretation of Rabba and Rav Chisda as if Rabba and Rav Chisda were not just discussing it. But Rav Ashi is saying that when it comes to the psukim v'chol oral and zois regarding that brisa, mimai dehai v'chol oral kulo mashma. Who told you that v'chol oral means the whole group has to be arelim, but if just part of the group are arelim, that it's not possible? Dilma hai v'chol oral mashma kol duhu oral. Maybe on the contrary, kol oral means any little bit amount of oral. If it would just say oral, it might mean, if everybody's Arelim, kol oral means any little bit of orala, which means even if there's just one person in the whole group that you had in mind is an oral, it's possible, on the contrary to what we saw till now. And kosav rachmona zois, and then the word zois in the Braisa is telling us the ad de'ika kula orala loy posla. Zois means it has to be, the whole group has to be a kol orala yoichal boy, not just one, not just kol oral, just a little bit of orala. The whole group have to be Arelim. In which case, the word zois in the Braisa is actually talking about the topic in the Braisa when it was shechted, where part of the group were Arelim and part of the group are Mehulim. That zois is actually telling us that it's kosher, and it's only possible when the whole group is Arelim, and don't learn it out from V'chol Oral, because V'chol Oral might mean just a little bit of the group are Arelim. In which case, according to Rav Ashi, you don't have any posuk differentiating between Shechita and Zerika. According to Rabbi and Rav Chisda we saw before, V'chol Oral is only telling us something about Shechita. Zois is telling us that Shechita is different to Zerika, and Zerika is either more Mekel, as Rabbi learned, or more Machmer, as Rav Chisda learned. Rav Ashi says, no, there's no difference between Shechita and Zerika. Lo yishno b'Shechita v'lo yishno b'Zerika. Zois tells us any whole avoida, if it's exclusively for Arelim, it's going to be parcel. It doesn't matter if it's Shechita, it doesn't matter if it's Zerika. And Rashi adds in that this is, everybody will agree with this, also Rabbi, also Rav Chisda. And we don't really know how Rav Ashi can say that, because Rabbi himself said explicitly in our Gemara before that Rabbi learns from this Braisa that by, in the case of Zerika, even if the whole group were Arelim, by Zerika it's actually going to be kosher, the korban. But either way, that's how Rav Ashi learned. Rav Ashi learned from the Braisa itself. Zois tells us a whole avoida, if it's exclusively for Arelim, is posel. It doesn't matter if it's Shechita, it doesn't matter if it's Zerika. And that was actually the topic of the Braisa. The Braisa was, if part of the group are Toher, are Arelim, and part of the group are Mehulim, the Braisa wanted to know what the halach is, and Rav Ashi says that the Braisa says, Talmud Loima Zois. Zois says, it's got to be an entire Avoida, has to be exclusively for Arelim, and then it's going to be posel. But if just part of the group are Arelim, it's going to be kosher. The problem is that if everybody agrees, says Rav Ashi, that irrespective of whether it's Shechita or it's Zerika, if you have in mind exclusively for Arelim that the korban is posel, so what's the machlekas Rabba and Rav Chisda? Shochtu lemulim al menos yiskapru boi Arelim, and there it's talking about where you had intentions that the Zerika should be done exclusively for Arelim. We saw it was machlekas Rabba and Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says posel, Rabba says kosher. According to the way Rav Ashi explained, lo yishno b'shechita, lo yishno b'zerika, if you had in mind exclusively the Arelim, it's posel. What's going on? Elor Omer Rav Ashi Rav Chisda v'Rabba b'hai kro k'mifligi. And Rashi explains here, and this is a very complicated issue, and the Mefarshim here discuss it, but what Rav Ashi is actually doing is saying that the whole psul of a chol oro lo yoichel boy is only talking about when it's menuyin. When you've got a people who have registered to this Korban Pesach and they are Arelim, then there's a psul of Shaloi Lo'ichlim, since they can't eat it because they're Arelim. Then Rav Chisda says it doesn't. Then Rav Ashi says, sorry, that everybody agrees that Shchita or Zerika, if the whole group are Arelim, then it's posul. And Rashi said at the beginning of the sugya, the top line of Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, that the discussion was by Arelim, oy menuyin, oy she'enon menuyin. Irrespective of whether they menuyim or not, there was an issue of sheloi la'oichlov, because the Arelim can't eat it, and that was the discussion that we had in the whole Gemara. Rav Ashi says no. The whole question in the Gemara, the whole machlekas Rabbah and Rav Chisda before, was only when it was sheloi l'menuyov. When it was menuyov, Rav Ashi says, Loishno Shchita, Loishno Zrika, if the whole group are Arelim, it's possible. When it's Shaloi L'mnuyov, there's no issue of Shaloi L'oichlim. Why there should be no issue of Shaloi L'oichlov by when people who are not Menuyim is a very good question, and that's discussed by the Mefarshim, as we said. But here, when Shaloi L'mnuyov, what's the Machleikas? It's a different Machleikas of Shinui Bailim. Since the Korban was designated and dedicated to the people who registered for it, for the menuyim, and here he had in mind sheloi l'mnuyov. The question was, if all those sheloi l'mnuyov, all those shinui bailim, if those people happened to be arelim, do we say that they can still be an issue of shinui bailim or not? And that's going to be the machlekas Rabbah and Rav Chisda. And this is from the pasuk, when the pasuk says v'somach yod al roisha oila v'nirtza loy lechapir olov. The pasuk says, "V'niratze loy, it will be rot and meratze for him, lechaper olav, to atone for him, olav v'loy al chaveira. It will atone only for the person who this korban is attributed to and belongs to, and not for his friend, not for somebody else." V'rabba says, "Chaveiroi dum yodidei. In order for his friend, this psul, to be able to say it's for you and not your friend, and if you have in mind your friend, then the animal, then the korban is posul, is only if your friend is similar to you. Mahu debar kapora, av chaveri debar kapora. If you had in mind somebody else who's also in the parasha, somebody who could be atoned by the zrika of this korban, then if he's not the owner, then it will not atone for him. La fuke hai oral, however, this oral, de lav bar kaporahu. This oral, he cannot bring a korban pesach. Since he cannot bring a korban pesach, he cannot be atoned for by a korban pesach. So even if you have in mind the shaloi l'mnuyov, the shinui bailim, you have in mind the other people who the korban does not belong to, Rabbi says, no, he says, since those people you had in mind are Arelim, they're not similar to the owners who are Mehulim. Since they're not similar, we just disregard that intention altogether, and the animal and the korban stays kosher. Rav Chisda Sava, Rav Chisda says, no. Hai oral nami, kiven de barach yuvahu bar kaporahu. Rav Chisda agrees that from this pasuk you see that the korban will only be posel if the shinui bailim was people that are similar to the owners and are people who could be atoned by a korban pesach. However, Rav Chisda is arguing with Rabba, can this person be atoned by korban pesach? Rabba says, no, he's an oral. An oral can't have anything to do with the korban pesach. Rav Chisda says, even though he's an oral, he's still in the same bracket as the people that could be atoned for. Why? Hoyil, since, and this is a concept we've already learnt about, since the Iboya Masakin Nafshei, should he choose to, should he want to do Mila on himself, he would then be able to be atoned for with Korban Pesach. Since he could do Mila on himself, we say that he's already associated somewhat, and he's similar enough to the owners who can be atoned for by the Korban Pesach, and therefore having in mind exclusively Arelim will make the Korban possible. And that's what Rav Chisda says, that if it's Almanos Shiskaprabu Arelim, which are Shaloilim Nuyov, it's going to be possible. Says the Gemara, Ummi Isli Rav Chisda Hoyl. So what do we see here? We see that Rav Chisda uses this concept of Hoyl, of sins. Since he could have done Bris Mila, he's got some association to being Mohol, and since he's got some association to being Mohol, then if he is the Shinui Bailim, if he is the people who are Shaloi Limnuyov, it will make the Korban Posel. Rabbah says, you don't say Hoyl. The Gemara says this is exactly the opposite of what we've seen in a sugya previously on Daf Memvav. Umi isli l'Rav Chisda Hoyl? Does Rav Chisda use the concept of Hoyl? V'ho'itma, did we not learn earlier on? Ha'oife mi yom tov l'choyl. We know that you're not allowed to bake or cook from yom tov for a weekday, for matzah yom tov. If somebody does cook from yom tov l'choyl, Rav Chisda Omar Loika, Rav Chisda says he gets malchus for cooking or baking. Rabbah Omar Eino Loika. Rabbah says that even though he baked for after Yom Tov, it's considered as if he baked for Yom Tov, and therefore he doesn't get Malkus. Why? Rabbah Omar Eino Loika, Omrinon Hoyil. Rabbah says, since im mikle le'orchim, if visitors would come and visit him, and then he would suddenly need this food, he himself can't eat it. He's full up. He doesn't want to eat it. He baked it for after Yom Tov. But if guests would come and they would need the food, he would give it to those guests on Yom Tov. Then it would be fit for the guests on Yom Tov. It's considered as if he baked on Yom Tov. Hashtanami chozile. Even now, when guests didn't come, it's fit for Yom Tov, and therefore he doesn't get Malkus, even though he baked for the intentions of Motzi Yom Tov. Rav Chisda Omar Loika, Rav Chisda says he does get Malkus, lo yomrin on hoyl. Rav Chisda says the fact that guests could have come, since they could have come, is not something we recognize, and since you baked it for the intentions of eating it after Yom Tov, you get Malkus. So the Gemara says, Bishlei mirat derabba adarabba, the contradiction in Rabbah himself, that Rabbah here seems not to say Hoyl. And that's why Rabbah says that this oral is not similar to the Mehulim, and therefore is not considered a Shinui Bailim, and therefore it's kosher. That we can understand, even though Rabbah says Hoyl regarding baking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, from Yom Tov to weekday, sorry, that's not a contradiction. Lo kashya, hacha mechusar maisa, hasam delay mechusar maisa. In the case of the guests coming doesn't need an activity, doesn't need you to do something. So we say, since if without doing anything, guests would arrive, then this baked food would be fit for the guests. It's as if you baked it for Yom Tov. However, in the case of the oral, you don't say, since he could have done Mila. That means, since he could have done an act, we don't use Hoyl when it requires the person actually doing something. So that's not a contradiction. Elod Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda Kashya. The contradiction of Rav Chisda is very glaring. If he says that even in the case of the oral, that we do say Hoyl, because he says he could do Mila and circumcise himself, and then he's similar to the owners, and therefore he could be considered Shinui Bailim, Shaloi Limnuyov, then even more so Rav Chisda should say Hoyl regarding baking from Yom Tov to Matzah Yom Tov. Why over there does Rav Chisda say we don't say Hoyl and he gets Malkus? Omri, ki lesle do Rav Chisda Hoyl lekula. Lechumra, Islay says it depends what the outcome of the Hoyl is. In the case of Yom Tov, what would Hoyl say? Hoyl would exempt him from Malkus. That means Hoyl would be a Kula. We don't use Hoyl to make a Kula. Hoyl would, I mean, over there, you baked from Yom Tov for weekday, get Malkus. Since guests would have come and that would exempt you from Malkus, we don't use Hoyl that way. In the case over here with the Korban, using Hoyl will make the Korban possible. It will be a Chumra. The Chumra we say Hoyl. Rav Chisda says, since this person could have done Mila and he would be associated to the Korban, he could get a Kapara, and therefore he's in the same bracket as the Bailim. And in that case, Shaloi Limnuyov, it's considered a Shinui Bailim. It's similar enough to the owners to be called a Shaloi Limnuyov, a Shinui Bailim. Of their Lechumra to make the Korban Pasel, Rav Chisda uses Hoyl. As Rav Chisda only uses Hoyl, Lechumra. And in the next Gemara, in the next Shir, we're going to continue with this in this Sugya.